Hi, and welcome to Swiss Info's program for November the 23rd. I'm Jeannie Wirtz. Most people are stressed at some time. What kinds of things are stressful, and how do we deal with them? This week I talk to experts about work-related stress, learn how to relax with seniors at a yoga class, and find out how animals handle stress at the zoo.
One of the things I teach managers when I teach about stress is indeed listen to your own signals. I had people in interviews who said, I'm not stressed at all. And 10 minutes later, the same people would tell me about nights where they would wake up sweating and ruminating about work-related problems.
Work-related stress, first recognized as a problem in the 1960s, became a hot topic in Switzerland in 2013, following the suicides of two prominent company executives. Who suffers from stress, and how can it be prevented? Here's researcher Norbert Semmer from the University of Bern's Institute for Psychology.
People often assume that it's the people on the top that have the most stress. That's often true in terms of time pressure, but in terms of other stressors, it's usually the people at the bottom who have the highest stressors. And we know from a lot of research that for most indicators of morbidity, you know, be it impaired psychological well-being or impaired health, it's the people at the bottom who have the highest risk. If people have control over things, they can decide themselves how they do it, etc., then that usually helps. Having support helps. You know, if you have colleagues or a boss or whatever who you can talk to when you are not sure about things or have problems, that's very helpful in stress situations.
Lauren Saginaw is a young manager at the multinational online commerce company eBay. She works 12-hour days and travels 50 days a year. Saginaw talked with me about the stress that comes with globalization and a 24-hour society.
When you're not at work, are you able to forget about work?
I'm getting better. I usually have my BlackBerry or my iPhone turned on, and I usually check emails during the weekends, and I'm trying to shut off more, but it is hard because I work for a few of like the top level executives who may need my support on some tasks before, you know, Monday at 8 a.m., especially if it's for the U.S. So I can't always be as tuned out from work on the weekends as I want to be, but I'm improving.
When you hear about other managers suffering from burnout, does it make you worry at all?
Yeah, I think especially lately, it's been stressful. The market's been kind of inconsistent. And I know a lot of people are stressed, and it makes the environment at work more difficult. So it definitely worries me with other managers, with my team, and especially for managers, you really set a precedent. So if you're completely stressed out, your team will be stressed out because you are supposed to be setting an example and be the leader. So definitely feel like stress is systemic and it spreads throughout the organization.
Like Lauren Saginaw, Rudolf Wurzel was an executive living a fast-paced life. The former investment banker suffered a major crisis in his 40s and decided to make a drastic change in his lifestyle. He quit his job and walked from Salzburg, Austria to Nice, France. Now he owns a mountain inn and counsels managers who are undergoing personal crises like he did.
Admitting that you have a problem, admitting that there can be a crisis, is not a point of weakness or a sign of losers. But actually, it's a question of being mature, of having a balanced personality. The key is to give people back power over their lives. You may think that people on the top, they have all the power and tools. The opposite is the case. Very often, those people on the top are driven. They are driven by their own ambition, by expectations from others. They have lost autonomy. Deal of the solution is to help people to regain autonomy over their life. And how do you do that? I think first is that you step out a bit, see the bigger picture, where do I stand in life? Or what actually do I want to achieve in life? What's my purpose? Fix of the problem is not somehow to work on the structure around you. It's rather to work inside you.
It's snowing in Bern, the first snow of the year, and I'm on my way to the zoo to find out how animals deal with stress.
Hello.
After 9 months of renovation, the vivarium at the Bern Zoo has reopened with a policy of more space for fewer animals. I talked with Cornelia Mainini, head of education, about how animals in a zoo respond to stress.
What did you do with the animals during the renovation?
Well, some of them, they had to stay in here. They had their smaller places, smaller surroundings that they're not used to. And some of them, they were changed to the keeper's home.
What kind of animals can you take home with you?
Well, like the Colorado toads. We have some snakes. We have also back home with the keepers. Animals, most of them were reptiles.
Do the animals that are kept in zoos have stress? Are they stressed? And what makes them stressed if they are?
Well, first of all, when they came freshly into their new enclosure, they've been stressed because they don't know their surrounding, their new habitat. They don't know what else is in here. Maybe also the animals who are rich in smelling, they smelled a lot of strange things. They've been stressed, of course, but now they're calming down. They knew their habitat already, and so I don't think they are stressed. At least they don't look to me like they're stressed.
How do you tell if an animal is stressed?
Well, they're showing a strange behavior. For example, if like tortoise, if they are just swimming back and forth and back and forth and back and forth, this is a sign of stress, of course. Or like the crocodiles, there are now fishes in there, and if the fish or the crocodile is stressed, the fish are swimming pretty active forth and back, and then the crocodile will be in stress, and it can happen that it will eat one or the other.
Kids especially are interested in animals that are dangerous.
Of course. The piranhas, so they are not that aggressive as they used to be in the minds of the people. They really like the vultures of the water. Actually, they are just eating the dead or the ill or the hurt animals. Here we have the poison frogs, and in total we have about 50 frogs in there. But mostly you see just some of them because they are pretty nice colored, but because they're so small, you really have a hard time to find them. But if you hear you hear it? This high. This is the sing. They are singing. Yes, this is the song of the poison frogs.
Yoga is often mentioned as an antidote for stress. To find out firsthand, I joined yoga instructor Anita Steinman at a Friday morning yoga for seniors class in Bern.
How long have you been teaching yoga?
I have been teaching from 1994, so that means 19 years.
Is yoga for seniors a new concept, or have seniors always done yoga?
I think they have always done yoga. That's nothing new. Yoga is for everybody, also for children, seniors, the younger people, also people who are sick. Everybody can practice yoga. Yeah.
How does a yoga course for seniors differ from a general course, or do they do exactly the same things?
No, they don't do the same things because of their condition is different. They are older, and perhaps also they have some sickness. They are not so healthy, depends. So the program is not a normal program. It's a little bit less strong. They don't do the very acrobatic or other poses, asanas, which need a good condition, which younger people usually have.
What kinds of things is yoga good for? What does it do for your body or for your mind?
Oh, yoga is good for everything. If you practice yoga, you don't get so fast sick. You are healthy. You feel good in yourself. And for example, because of stress, it makes you very calm. You learn to know how your body functions, how you are, and you know what's good for your body. You get stronger, you get more flexible and more relaxed.
Mats are spread out on the floor. Each one is occupied by a course member. We begin with breathing.
Spürt und beobachtet. Spürt, wie es euch heute Morgen atmet. Und wenn ihr abschweift, geht wieder zurück
zum Atem.
For the next 50 minutes, we work on breathing, stretching, and holding yoga positions, with Steinemann explaining what to do in a soothing voice. It's relaxing, and sometimes, although I'm not quite a senior, it's hard.
Und die nächste Übung, Katzendehnung. Wenn Beine ausgeleitet sind, stellt die Füße wieder auf und sitzt über die rechte Seite auf und kommt in den Vierfüßler. Ich lockere den Rücken mit den Dehnungen.
After the class, I asked some of the class members why they do yoga.
I had a severe crisis, and my children signed me up for the class. Since then, I'm doing much better. When the class is over, I go home motivated and in a good mood. It's better than physiotherapy, morally, mentally, and physically.
Moralisch, seelisch und körperlich.
For a long time, I did nothing at all. Earlier, I was active in sports. When I was working, it wasn't really possible to take a class. Earlier, I had more stress when I was working. But now, when there's stress in the family, yoga also helps bring my life back into balance.
And finally, what I really want to know, is life less stressful when you're retired?
Yeah, that's clear. I've been retired for 10 years now, and there's almost no stress. My wife doesn't stress me at all.
That's all we have time for. More news and features about Switzerland are available on our website, www.swissinfo.ch. In case you're feeling stressed, here's an upbeat oldie from Paul Simon and Art Garfunkel, Feeling Groovy. Thanks for listening. Tune in again next week. I'm Jeannie Wirtz.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy. Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da, feeling groovy. Hello, lamppost, what you knowin'? I come to watch your flowers growin'. Ain't you got no rhymes for me? Do it and do-do, feeling groovy. Ba-da-da-da-da-da, feeling groovy. I got no deeds to do, no promises to keep. I'm dappled and drowsy and ready to sleep. Let the morning time drop all its petals on me. Life, I love you, all is groovy.